They found the child with Mary, his mother, and falling down, they adored him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, on New Year, Bishop Dolan preached you that this year is the year of many anniversaries, the anniversary of Fatima, Reformation, and Freemasonry, among other things. But this March also marks a 100th anniversary of birth of a very saintly girl who was born right here in Cincinnati, Ohio. Her name was Mary Claire Meyer. She was born on the Feast of the Annunciation in 1917, and she was named Mary after the great feast. Claire was added because that was her grandmother's name. Mary Claire was the second child after her big sister, and 10 other children would be born later. Even as a small child, this girl of Cincinnati, Mary Claire, was exceptionally bright. She was 4 years old when her big sister started school. By the time Mary Claire was 5, she could read and spell all the words in the first grade reader. She could even tell her big sister how to spell some of the words. At the age of 6, Mary Claire began school herself. She was always quite timid and never put herself forward. And as a result, the nuns who were her teachers, they never found out she could already read and spell. She never showed off in class, but she would listen closely and then do just as sister said. For that reason, she always had good marks on her report card, and many times she would have all A's. It was during her first year in school that Mary Claire had her first illness. This illness was diphtheria, a serious disease in your throat, which can make you cough a lot or even block the airway. Within a few days, she was at the point of death, but her father and mother prayed very hard, and Mary Claire got better. When she was 8 years old, she made her first Holy Communion. The day before, she made her first confession, so that she could be totally pure to receive Jesus. On the day of her first communion, she did not speak a word at all during the whole day, because she did not want the least sin on her soul when Jesus would come to her. From all that you have heard, children, you may think that Mary Claire had no faults at all and that she was always good. But this is not true. She did have her faults. If she thought that someone was taking advantage of her or misused her trust, she would argue and quarrel. Then her mother would scold her. She was always sorry and tried to correct herself and control her bad temper. When she would get more angry than usual, her mother would slap her. This hurt Mary Claire terribly, but her mother knew that she could not let her daughter grow up with a bad temper. One day Mary Claire, during a play with her sister, hurt her sister so bad that she cried. When she was scolded, Mary Claire, she tried to throw all the blame on her sister. Her mother told her how much such conduct hurt her feelings, and from that moment on, Mary Claire decided never to blame someone for her sins. After Mary Claire received her first Holy Communion, she always made a point to ask Jesus to make her a good child. And like we learned in our religion class, if you ask grace, Jesus will give it. Mary Claire's mom noticed that her little girl did not quarrel with her brothers and sisters anymore. She became very gentle and attentive with her younger siblings. When they would argue or quarrel, Mary Claire would say to them, "I would not do that. It's not nice." Then they would try to do as she told them. Later on, her family moved away from Cincinnati limits to a town called Mac. The nearest Catholic school was quite a distance away, but her parents still took good care to send all their children to a Catholic school. When Mary Claire was in eighth grade, she was approved for the scholarship of the Sisters of St. Francis School in Oldenburg, Indiana. She was so happy of this. The school was a boarding school, which meant she would live in the school premises. Until now, because she lived so far away, she could only receive Holy Communion on Sundays. But when she was in boarding school, she could receive every single day. She had three very happy years in boarding school, but in her senior year there, Mary Claire had a heart attack, which required her to go to the school infirmary. The doctor was called, and he prescribed some medicine that had to be given with a needle. This made Mary Claire feel very sick every time Sister gave her the medicine, but she would never cry or complain. When she would see the sister with the needle, she would ask, "Must you do that again?" Sister would only reply, "Yes." And then Mary Claire would smile and say, "All right," even though she knew the medicine would make her sick for a while. She finally got so sick that she had to be taken back into infirmary. Then she was taken home to recover, and with the love of her whole family, she soon improved. She got back to school in time for May procession and her graduation from high school. But everybody saw now that she was making a great effort to attend the classes. Often during those last weeks of school, she would be seen leaning against the wall to recover her breath. She had to come to the infirmary again to rest at certain times. At the end of the school year, she graduated, and before she left, Mary Claire managed to see each of her teachers at the academy to say goodbye and to thank them for all they had done for her. And little did they and their classmates think that they would never see her again. Mary Claire was home about a week when she got very sick again and had another heart attack. She received the extreme unction and she died grasping her crucifix on July 7th, 1934, on Our Lady Saturday, when she was 17 years old. She had a big funeral, and all her classmates, even though it was summer, attended in their school uniforms and formed a guard of honor and marched from the funeral home to the church. Children, what do you think was so unusual in Mary Claire's life? It was that she had such a great love for Jesus. From the day when she received our Lord for the first time until the day of her death, she never let the chance of going Holy Communion slip by. While she was in the boarding school, in high school, she received Holy Communion every day. This was not at all easy for her because she had heart trouble, and it meant getting up every morning at 5, since the Mass was at 6 a.m. And every day at noon she put her veil on and went to the school chapel to do a moment of adoration. On her high school graduation day, she took a bouquet of flowers to the sisters in the infirmary and asked to see that they were placed on the altar in the adoration chapel, as close to Jesus as possible, as she said. Children, I hope you remember this year the life of this Cincinnati girl. Like the three kings of the Orient, she spared no effort to receive and adore our dear Jesus, visiting him often and receiving him often in the Holy Eucharist. And she is also such a great example in our lesson of not just believing, but also acting according to your belief. Mary Claire's mother testified that after her daughter made her first Holy Communion, she was never more at any moment of her life willfully disobedient to her. And her teachers testified the same. Mary Claire had paid close attention in her First Communion religion class, and there she heard the priest say, "No child can ever repay his parents for all that they have done for him." Then and there, little Mary Claire made the resolution to repay her parents, and she became, what I spoke to you yesterday, a very perfect in doing the will of God. She never did or spoke anything against her parents or teachers, and like the Magi of the East, she spared no effort or even pain to receive and see Jesus, and she did this every day. The Holy Mass is the highlight of your school day, children, so make sure you present yourself to Jesus as often as possible in your lives, and that you show your love to him in receiving him in Holy Communion as often as you can. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.